אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מתוך מאמר מתן תורה של בעל הסולם.
We're reading chosen passages from the giving of the Torah by בעל הסולם. You can find this in the study materials on website.
חשבנו מה לעשות לפני כנס.
We thought about what we should do before the Congress so that we'll advance towards it in a clear way, connected together, knowing what we're connecting for, what this Congress should do for us. That's why we chose, first of all, to start from the giving of the Torah, and then maybe Arvut, and maybe other materials similar to that, in order to renew in us what Allah Sulaim wants to give us. Go ahead.
Passage 1 from the giving of the Torah. Love your friend as yourself. Rabbi Akiva says, this is a great klal, a rule in the Torah. This statement of our sages demands explanation. The word klal, rule, indicates a sum of details that, when put together, form that collective. Thus, when he says about the mitzvah, the commandment, love your friend as yourself, that it is a great klal, a rule in the Torah, we must understand that the rest of the 612 commandments in the Torah, with all their interpretations, are no more and no less than the sum of the details inserted and contained in that single mitzvah, commandment, of love your friend as yourself. This is quite perplexing, because you can say this regarding commandments between man and man. But how can that single commandment contain all the commandments between man and God, which are the essence and the vast majority of the laws?
Okay, if you don't ask, I have nothing more to say. So let's read on, and you should ask if there are questions. Let's move on. Excerpt number 2. There comes before us a second saying, even more conspicuous, about a convert who came to Hillel and told him, teach me the Torah while I am standing on one leg. And he replied, anything that you hate, do not do to your friend. The translation of love your friend as yourself. And the rest is its commentary. Go study. Here before us is a clear law that in all 612 mitzvot and in all the writings in the Torah, there is none that is preferred to the mitzvah love your friend as yourself. This is because they only aim to interpret and allow us to observe the mitzvah of loving others properly. Since he specifically says, the rest is its commentary. Go study. This means is interpretations of that one mitzvah, that the mitzvah to love your friend as yourself could not be completed were it not for them.
We cannot reach some match with the Creator if not through love of creatures. That we have no choice. Rather, to reach some spiritual action, we must realize it only within the connection with the creatures, only in giving to them. That's the entire, maybe most egoistic influence we have, is that it doesn't let us connect between us, and it specifically shows us where we can make some spiritual bestowal. Is that clear? Latin 6.
¿Por qué a la persona le parece que el Creador le pone obstáculos y esfuerzos en el camino hacia amar a su amigo?
Why does it seem to a person that the Creator is putting obstacles before him. And all these efforts one should do in order to love his friend.
That's true. Of course, the Creator is placing all these obstacles. But it's for us to need his aid. And then we'll find the connection with him. Otherwise, we won't turn to him. And such, he intentionally made this path, the spiritual path for us, in a way that's so difficult. It's not that just that it's difficult, we're incapable of doing anything in it. Incapable. And what can we do? We can only turn to the Creator and ask. And in such a way, you get into connection with him, and then you have no choice. You turn to him and you find the connection with the Creator, you reveal him, you get close to him, and that's how you become Adam, a person, similar to the Creator, similar in degree to the Creator.
Este amor al prójimo como a uno mismo se funda sobre me esforcé y encontré.
Love your friend as yourself is built on I've labored and I've found?
Yes, you could say so. Love thy neighbor as thyself is the end of all our efforts, all our exercises, our entire life. Because your friend, love thy friend, that's the Creator. He is the general, the common of all the friends, of all of humanity, that even now, you're reaching a state to, if you reach a degree where you love everyone, you reach love of creatures, and from love of creatures to love of the Creator. That's it.
Tov.
Okay.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
613 заповедей включаются в одну заповедь любви к ближнему. Вот что это значит?
He says that 613 mitzvot are included in one mitzvah.
613 desires. I need to direct all of them on the intention to bestow. Bestow to whom? Through the creatures to the Creator. Because the Creator, I cannot depict him. I don't have him. He's not in my world. I could just be imagining things. But if I, with all my force and every opportunity I have, make effort to make actions of bestowal to the creatures, and through this I am beginning to reveal that through all these creatures together there is that upper force in them that created them, that it's called the Creator. And then it turns out that I thought I'm adding to, sorry, bestowing to the creatures. No, I am bestowing and loving the Creator, the force that created them, that is holding them, that is depicting them. He is forming them in front of me. These creatures have no meaning. They have no personality. They have nothing. The Creator forms them all before me, all these creatures, in order that I develop a sensation of love towards them. And then, in general, that he shall tie all these forms of love together, and in this I can reach him.
Я пытаюсь, скажем, полюбить своих товарищей в десятке. Иногда это удается, иногда нет.
I try to love my friends in the tent. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can. What does it mean that in this love I start discerning 613 mitzvot?
We cannot talk about those now because it's very complex, this matter. Rather, we reveal that it is such. You go look at the last book of the Zohar. I gave there all sorts of calculations. What are 613 desires? And all sorts of other numbers that we encounter. Okay. Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, а вот не дело.
Hello, Rav. Tell us, please.
Тебе это как бы первое действие.
Don't do to your friend what you hate. It's as if the first action is the restriction, and then loving your friend is active.
Exactly. Correct.
Can I ask why he says that in Aramaic it's as if something is forbidden, but in Hebrew it is positive or opposite?
No. Aramaic and Hebrew are two forms of expressing the same thing, rather through the dark or through the light. Aramaic is the opposite form of Hebrew. That's how it explains. And such we use Aramaic as well when it's more comfortable to explain matters of the vessel. But if we're talking about actions of the lights, then we're talking about the language of the Torah, Hebrew. But this and the Hebrew and Aramaic are not used as today. See, here in Israel, how the Hebrew language is used. That's not right. This language was used usually only for clarifying spiritual matters. Asia.
Shalom Rav, shalom Chaverim.
Hello Rav, hello friends. Can I ask, why didn't he add in the end of love your friend as yourself against your desire? Wouldn't that save us?
No, because that's against our desire. Kab U3.
Can you say, Rav, that loving your neighbor as yourself can only be achieved essentially and only in the ten, nothing, no, nowhere else?
What I heard, Master said, is at the moment you have to concentrate just at the ten, because some was with the connection with the American.
Close your mic, Fernando.
Just have to make the ten. No, don't worry about another ten. Just
master.
What's happening there? I don't understand.
Someone probably opened the mic in a mistake.
Okay. So let's go on to PT9.
Rav, in the beginning of the lesson, you gave us a task to ask of the Creator, to ask for the friends from the Creator. Now, you see that love your friend as yourself is to try to do actions of bestowal. Are these two things the same?
Well, actions of bestowal as well. We must always request, make an effort to perform. Yes, but for the friends means that I should always have, whether I want to or not, that it should be truly before me, this matter. We must worry for the state of the friends. Forget myself, always remember the friends, and it's a great problem. But in these efforts, we awaken against this, the light, the upper light, and he arranges us.
You said that love your friend as yourself is the end of everything. So what we can do now in the beginning is that request from the Creator?
Well, surely he's writing for you, black and white. What more is there to add?
What I'm asking is, there is no other action. That's the action.
Right. No other action besides love thy neighbor as thyself. And in this is also revealed the attitude to the Creator.
Forgive me, but what I wanted to say is there is no other action to realize love your friend as yourself. The only action is to ask the Creator.
No, there isn't. That's why it's written afterwards, I am the Creator. Moscow 7.
Что в этой фразе «возлюби ближнего как самого себя» означает «как самого себя»?
What in this sentence, love your friend as yourself, what is the meaning?
According to your efforts, that's all directed towards self, your nature all directed towards self-love, you must ultimately reach a state that this entire vessel will flip towards love of others. That's called the end of correction.
Ita 4.
Ita 4.
Se noi siamo sempre immersi nel desiderio di ricevere per noi stessi, come facciamo a sapere non fare del male agli altri?
If we're always immersed in the will to receive for ourselves, how can we avoid harming others, doing what we hate to them?
We cannot avoid it, rather only in the condition that each one aids his friend. We must be in one ten, in one group, in society, in one tzavta, as Rabash says. Then in this mutual bestowal of good examples towards one another, to not forget the friends and so on, we must such pass all our 31 days left we have left to the Congress, because we have no choice. We must perform this so that we shall truly have a good gathering, congregation, spiritually. We must feel how much these days that we're coming closer to the Congress, they can also chill us and confuse us, and we must be truly alert to it, that if we don't make the effort each time greater, then it won't be good. No good. We will not reach corrections. And such, don't think that day by day, that doesn't bring you anything. The sun is like the sun, the moon is like the moon, the earth is the earth, everything is the same. It's not the same. Every day, we receive new influence, and it awakens new vessels in us, corrupted vessels, corrupt. And if we don't overcome in connection between us against these vessels, these new desires that are revealed to us from the breaking, then we will not succeed. And so I ask everyone to be truly aware of what system we're in. Otherwise, all these days will pass by, they will chill us instead of warming us up. So, in any case, let's connect even more. We're also talking with respect to the whole world. Yes, we're only talking about connection. We don't lack anything else besides connection. Look already what is felt from day to day. The states are getting worse. They won't get any better. We will never return to a state like there was. We're really in a descent, that the state that the humanity has attained, and we feel it upon ourselves, and we must aid ourselves and everyone, and we can do this because spiritually, in the spiritual force, we are stronger than the entire world. If we want to connect between us, this connection between us, that He shall connect us together. And in this we want to bestow to all of humanity, it's in our hands. And now before the convention, it's a necessity for us to do this. This convention must be as a bursting into spirituality. We have enough time to form ourselves correctly, to form ourselves correctly into a spiritual degree, the entrance to a spiritual degree. New York 2.
Thank you, Rav. In the text, it writes about the 612 mitzvot, and that they only aim to interpret and allow us to observe the mitzvah of loving others properly. How do the other mitzvot support us in love of others, and where do we identify them in the 10?
That was already asked of me earlier today. We can't explain now all the 613 mitzvot, the commandments. We cannot. But it will become clearer to us. It will clarify. In short, all the desires that you want to benefit yourself, you must think how you turn them around, that by them you will benefit others. That's it. Make the effort to think about this, but simply, don't do to your friend what is hated by yourself. That's the first stage. And the second stage, love thy friend as thyself. Don't harm is first of all, and then also, you can add.
Turkey 2. Bakasha, Turkey 2.
Turkey 2, please.
Ain Laem Siman?
They have no question mark?
There was a question mark, but it seems that no one.
Lo, as Lama Yeshlam Shila, Aita.
Okay, so why was there a question mark?
Tov. Michael, Allah.
Right, let's go on, Michael.
Excerpt number 3. We were commanded, love your friend as yourself. The word yourself tells us, love your friend to the same extent you love yourself. Not one bit less. In other words, you must constantly and vigilantly satisfy the needs of every person, at least in the Israeli, no less than you are always vigilant to satisfy your own needs.
That's called what people were asking me, love that friend as thyself, to fulfill the others, like I'm going to fill myself? Yes.
This is utterly impossible, for not many can satisfy their own needs during their daily work. So how can you tell them to work to satisfy the wishes of the entire nation? And we couldn't possibly think that the Torah exaggerates, for it warns us to not add or subtract, indicating that these words and laws were given with utter precision.
Meaning, surely we must reach a state where we love everyone and fill everyone, each one for everyone. How can that be? When the upper light corrects each one on intention to bestow, and a person connects with the entire spiritual vessel, spiritual, not corporeal. Corporeally, we can't, approach every person, what are you going to give him? And then, right, we connect to the entire spiritual vessel on the intention to bestow, then through it, we fulfill the entire vessel. Even though we are a small vessel, if we take them as the will to receive, that wants to receive from us, then even through a very thin line, we can fill the entire world kli, no problem. That's it.
Focus group.
Focus group.
About fulfilling the world clean, caring about friends outside my tent, the social team got a question about what something you said A friend asked about can he help someone outside his tent, and you told him not to do it. And if there's a problem outside of your tent, you should pass it on to the management of Nebuch, because it's seemingly egoistic to help someone outside of the tent as a part. Can you explain a bit about it? Because it confused a few friends. What's allowed, what's not allowed?
These laws are actually explained in the Torah. If I have, let's say, two people that I must help them, then I must aid the one that's closer. Yes? It's explained even that, let's say I live in some city, and in that same city there are people who need help, but also in a nearby other city, there's also people who need help. I must first help the people who are in my city. That's how it is. Why? Because it's closer to correction, and by this that I will correct the relations with them, with these friends, and will be closer to one another. We will then also later on be able to help those who are farther. It's all a result of the system of connection between us in Adam HaRishon.
That's clear. But some specific examples were asked about. For example, I wake up friends from other tents, or I don't know, help a friend changes flat tire in his car, or how to relate to friends' questions during the lesson from other tents.
Once again, I'm not going to go into detail on all these things. I see them as nonsense. If a person reads what Rabash wrote and executes it, then he doesn't get such questions. I must first worry how I build my soul, because then in my soul, through my soul, which is entirely intention to bestow, not to myself, entirely bestowal, through it I can fill the entire world kli, all those same friends and groups that need help.
That's clear. Thank you. One more question we got is about questions from friends from Petah Tikva. We barely hear them during the lesson, and friends from the worldly feel the lack there, or at least the one who asked feels this. We used to have more questions from Petah Tikva. We barely have them today.
I don't feel them. I don't see them on the screens. Sometimes I feel groups that, I guess they're mostly from Petah Tikva, PT some number, but they're not so. If I don't see them on the screens before me, it's like they don't exist. Let's say, show everyone. This is the screen that I see as well, yes? Besides what the screen I have here that I see myself, and anyone who's asking directly, and Michael, the narrator, the reader, that's what I see before me. But if I'm not shown other groups, then I don't see. They have to work out with those who are in the broadcast.
You're not shown because they don't put on question marks.
What can I do? You have Yeshivat Chavarim, right? You also have you're talking before, after the lesson, show to everyone, right? What do you have to say to me?
It's not to you.
Okay, so if not towards me, then don't tell me now. Talk about this after the lesson. Go to their people and broadcast, the translators, or people who are organizing all this, and beat them.
No, the question of the friend is, why are the friends from Petah Tikva not asking?
They're all asleep. They're asleep, that's what I see. That's how it is. There is Hebrew 10 here and a few other groups. like we see.
Отзбаним кайле, кому тажем цви.
A few of those who are like upset there, right? Angry guys like Tzvika and a few others.
Do you miss that? Would you expect them to take bigger part in the lesson?
Yes, but what can I do? How much can I wake people up? You also look at me sometimes like I'm some actor, some organizer, wake you all up, that I must perform here some roles, not just that I'm giving a lesson. But truly, your demands from me are exaggerated. That's not how we learn. I must awaken you and through greater warmth. And I feel things are always chilling down more and more. And where are you? Are you worrying for those same people who yesterday were with us that they should be today too? And even more so from day to day? I don't know. There are ups and downs. Now, it's a time of relative chilling of some extent, and we must overcome this to go against this. Even that the eyes are closing, I have no desire, and I'm feeling all cold and unpleasant. And I have other good, serious reasons. But no, it's forbidden. You cannot give it room to the Sitra Acha to operate, the other side. That's how it is. What else can we do?
Keta Mispar Arba.
Let's go, Michael.
Excerpt number 4. The simple explanation of that mitzvah of loving your fellow person is even harsher, for we must put the needs of our friends before our own. It is written in the Tosfot in the name of the Jerusalem Talmud regarding the verse, because he is happy with you, said about a Hebrew slave. When sometimes he has but one pillow, if he lies on it himself and does not give it to his slave, he does not observe because he is happy with you. For he is lying on a pillow and the slave on the ground. If he does not lie on it and does not give it to his slave as well, it is Sodomite rule. It turns out that against his will, he must give it to his slave, while the master himself lies on the ground. End quote. We also find the same rule in the verse about the measure of loving others. For here, too, the text compares the satisfaction of the friend's needs to the satisfaction of one's own needs, as with the example of because he is happy with you regarding the Hebrew slave. Thus, here too, if he has but one chair and his friend does not, the law is that if he sits on it and does not give it to his friend, he breaks the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, since he is not fulfilling the needs of his friend as he fulfills his own. If he does not sit on it, and also does not give it to his friend, it is as evil as Sodomite rule. Therefore, he must let his friend sit on it, while he himself will sit on the ground, or stand. Clearly, this is the law regarding all the needs that one has, and one's friend lacks. Now go and see if this mitzvah is in any way feasible.
Of course,
we can't carry this out each one with respect to himself, rather within the ten. When we do this, as much as we make the effort, we draw the reforming light, and it changes the connection between us on the spiritual degree, the spiritual level, and then we can surely perform it on the spiritual level. Yes, Michael?
It turns out it's not only a mitzvah. In it, you have all the conditions of reality folded.
Yes, yes. There's no more than this.
It also explains why a prayer, why you can't succeed. Everything, if you open this,
there's no more. That's why it's called the giving of the Torah. What's in it, why you need it, what it has to bring you to, and so on. All in one sentence. If we make an effort to execute this, to carry this out between us in the ten, it brings us new vessels in which we see all of reality, understand all of reality, feel the connection with the Creator, with the creatures, and make of us a passage from us to all the creatures.
So what are the rest of the mitzvot? What do they come to?
Details, no more. He talks about this. All the other mitzvot, the commandments, are just details of fulfilling love thy neighbor as thyself.
These are means, these are parts of them.
Yeah, I give them a pillow, a chair, a blanket, and other things. It's an expression of love thy neighbor as thyself. That's why love thy neighbor as thyself is the general rule of the entire Torah. And within it are all the relations, the actions of you towards the others. They're already details, they are actions, but the essence of the action, love thy neighbor as thyself, it's like a hat that sits on it.
As if the shape these relations exist,
the form, and also love thy neighbor as thyself in its private form. It's the expression of love in all the private details. You bring him a lollipop, a suna pillow, another thing, and another thing. You worry for him, or maybe through others, that you connect your connection with others, and through the Creator, is also, in order to influence the love to each and every one, and so on. That's it. That's how it works. Nothing else we can do. We that feel some chilling, a despair, a lack of force, I don't have this burning fire in me, I must understand this is a state between stages. And then we must prepare ourselves in order to wake up tomorrow and feel, well, this is how we say to wake up tomorrow, right? That now, for it to be revealed, that it should be revealed, the better state, more lively, warmer, and will once again be able to take some step forward, to hug, to connect, to want to reveal the Creator and the connection between us. And then once again we'll fall, a new thickness from the breaking will be revealed, and once again we'll have to feel this chilling and despair, and anguish where we are. It's not in our ability, it's not in our hands. And then once again, draw the light that reforms us, not in the chaim, in the back, rather in the front. And then once again, we'll make those actions and we'll rise above all the degrees. Okay? So, the main thing is, don't be afraid at all. Rather, advance on this very narrow bridge. Shai?
Our broadcast today will start at 10 a.m. with Semyon Vinoko with Rav until 10:30. Then Owen Levy will continue until 11 with Rav. In the evening, we'll watch together the first hour of the morning lesson, 6 to 7, a rerun, and then we'll have a live workshop by our friends until 7:30. You're all invited to connect. Let's sing a song.
Cuánto al corazón le gusta acaparar sobre su cuerpo animal. No se puede ir de este mundo así, pues toda su pasión está en él. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. She'alev machlit she'rotze elokut derech vutza megale chavarut v'sham hu yotze mitoch ha'galut v'hofech et ha'nistar la'galui. חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות, למלא את כל הגחמות. כך ברא אותנו הטבע עם כל הרצונות והתכונות. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. She'alev machlit she'rotze elokut derech vutza megale chavarut v'sham hu yotze mitoch ha'galut v'hofech et ha'nistar la'galui. Lelo 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 la lelo 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 lelo. She'alev machlit she'rotze elokut derech vutza megale chavarut, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. She'alev מחליט שרוצה אלוקות, junto al grupo llega la amistad, ושם הוא יוצא del exilio salir והופך את הנסתר לגלות.